Proclamation number 4690 of 15th of July, 1949. Small community at the end. Misery, loyalty. My small congregation will remain faithful to me until the end, for it comprises the Father's true children. They are my own who, through their intimate bond with me, continue to receive strength to persevere even in greatest earthly adversity. My own will certainly be severely harassed by the children of the world who belong to my adversary and fight on his behalf against my own, but I will also always walk alongside my own as a fighter and grant them extraordinary strength so that they cannot be defeated even though the battle is extremely difficult. They have an indestructible shield which is their surest protection. The shield of faith against which all attacks are unsuccessful. The harder the earthly adversity becomes, the more confidently they expect my help, my coming from above and salvation from earthly adversity through me. They no longer have any earthly protection and are solely dependent on me, on their faith, otherwise they would have to completely abandon me and surrender to their earthly enemies. But now it will be recognizable what a strong faith is capable of. In greatest adversity I will obviously bring help because my own firmly believe that I will help them. And I will never ever let this faith go to waste. And although the adversaries are earthly highly respected, have an abundance of material goods and seem powerful and strong, my own will not desire their goods, they will only strive upwards, they desire me in spiritual goods, they have completely overcome matter and are therefore also ripe for the stay in paradise on the new earth, which will compensate them for all suffering in the lost days before the end. They truly have to pass a test which shall earn them rich rewards, for they do not have to experience the severe suffering and tribulation at the end for their own sake but for the sake of their fellow human beings, who shall recognize by the strength of faith which attitude is the only right one and who still have one last opportunity to profess me in view of the obvious activity on my part which gives them food for thought. Thus the great tribulation before the end is also to be regarded as a means of redemption for the erring souls, and therefore my special love applies to those who take up a cross for the sake of their fellow human beings and yet firmly stand by me. But that it is bearable for my own is firmly assured to them, they will persevere and remain faithful to me until I myself come in the clouds and fetch them home into my kingdom. And all adversity will be ended. Amen.